On September 4, 2026, the Indian Space Research Organization, ISRO, issued an official statement regarding its organizational roadmap, confirming that the state space agency will neither be privatized nor undergo a reduction in strategic importance. Addressing the evolving structure of India's aerospace sector, agency leadership stated that while commercial satellite manufacturing and routine launch operations are shifting toward private enterprise, ISRO will maintain its position as the premier government entity dedicated to advanced scientific research and deep space missions. Organizational realignment and commercial transition framework. The clarification follows structural adjustments initiated under the Indian Space Policy, which established a regulatory framework to transfer mature space technologies to commercial entities while retaining sovereign oversight over core scientific programs. The Department of Space created a tri-entity architecture to execute this transition, designating the Indian National Space Promotion and Authorization Center, INSPACE, as the single-window autonomous body to regulate private space operations and ground segment deployments. Concurrently, New Space India Limited, NSIL, operates as the primary commercial arm responsible for procuring commercial launch vehicles and managing fleet transponder capacity through international agreements with operators such as MEASAT. This division of labor allows ISRO's primary laboratories to focus exclusively on high-risk research, novel propulsion systems, and national security space assets. Foreign direct investment and industrial policy rationale. The organizational clarification aligns with liberalized foreign direct investment, FDI, regulations designed to integrate global capital into India's space supply chain. Under current guidelines, up to 100% FDI is permitted in the space sector, establishing automatic approval routes for satellite component manufacturing, ground station infrastructure, and subassembly production. By offloading routine rocket integration and operational satellite manufacturing to private industrial partners, ISRO reduces internal administrative overhead while expanding domestic industrial capacity. This policy enables private firms to manufacture operational hardware under license, preserving state research centers for advanced technological development. Deep space exploration and long-term program roadmap. Rather than reducing agency scope, ISRO is redirecting its technical personnel and infrastructure toward flagship national exploration goals. Building upon scientific achievements from specialized missions such as the PSLV C-58 ExpoSat Astronomical Observatory launch, the agency is focusing its resources on complex interplanetary architectures. Key long-term initiatives managed directly by ISRO include the Gaganyaan Human Spaceflight Program, the assembly of the Bharatiya Antariksha Station Modular Orbital Outpost, targeted for initial operations by 2035, and robotic lunar sampling missions under the Chandrayaan program, leading toward crewed lunar surface operations.